there's probably more legislation that would benefit federal workers pending on Capitol Hill than any time I can remember, and or anybody that's covered it for a long period of time. Currently, it's tied up in the Defense Authorization Act. There is a House version, of course, and there's a Senate version. And the House version has a number of goodies in it for federal workers. The Senate has fewer goodies in it for federal workers, but it has some different ones. And we're looking at a plan here that would give people who are under the Federal Employees Retirement System, the FERS people, would give them credit toward retirement for unused sick leave. Huh. You know, right now we have this phenomenon of the FERS flu. People in their last year of working for the government under the FERS system tend to take a lot of sick leave, and it's a use it or lose it, and many of them are using it. This would reward them the way the old timers get a reward for saving their sick leave. So that's one thing that's cooking. Another would let the government re-employ annuitants, that is, bring retirees back and let the retirees keep both their full civil service annuity, their pension, and also keep their full federal salary. Right now, there's an offset of the salary. So it's, for many retirees, it's not worth coming back. The government, ironically, needs a lot of them, particularly since 9/11. There's just security experts and people like that. So that would be a good thing for federal workers. There's another thing that interests people under the old civil service retirement system. Right now, a lot of them would like to phase into retirement by going part-time. But if they do, it cuts into their annuity tremendously because it makes it appear as they're making less money for the high three calculation. So this would correct that glitch and make it possible for anybody who could get their agency's approval to maybe go part-time for a year, even two, phase out and phase into retirement, and also they train the new people that were coming in. So a lot of people think that's a win-win for everybody. And there are a variety of other things pending. It's just hard to realize how many things are going out there. I'm going to be talking with Jessica Clement. She is the legislative director of the Federal Managers Association, and we'll get her view on what these things do, where they are, and what their chances of passage are.
I want to talk to you a little bit, particularly about the FERS flu amendment, which is what we sort of call it around here. Do you see these sorts of things? You say this is an unusual influx of legislation that'll impact feds in a positive way. Do you see this getting further than it's ever gotten before?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that maybe one of these things. I think there are a total of about six proposals in the Senate and House versions that were very beneficial to feds, and I think maybe one or two of them have a chance of passage. What's really going to happen, what it'll come down to, is the pressure that's on the House and Senate to get the health care reform bill through. That's a number one priority, the administration, and also what position the White House takes, if any, on the cost of these different proposals. The FERS flu, for example, the Office of Personnel Management has estimated that it costs the government $68 million a year, the FERS flu, and that is people in disrupting management, calling in sick suddenly and that kind of thing. And they put that kind of estimate on the disruption. So if you could make an argument that allowing people to save their sick leave would and get credit for it would save the government $68 million a year, or a good chunk of that. At the far end, though, it increases their annuities, and so their lifetime annuities would be bigger. So it kind of depends on the stance the White House takes, the Office of Management and Budget takes, and whether they look at whether they want immediate savings or long-term savings, and that's the way they'll cost out all of these proposals.
On this or any other piece of legislation that's pending, or parts of this one piece of legislation, are you hearing from feds? Are they emailing you, calling you, letting you know how they think?
Absolutely, particularly the FERS people. They want this benefit. They think it's fair. The interesting thing is also hearing from the people under the old civil service retirement system, and they say, look, if the FERS people get this benefit, which was a trade-off for their system, then we want some of the perks the FERS people have, and that would include things like a matching government contribution to the 401k plan. So this could start a kind of a bidding war, if you will, between the two classes of people in government, the SERS, the old-timers, and the FERS, the newcomers.
I hadn't thought of that. But there aren't that many CSRS left, are there?
20% of the working workforces are under CSRS. So that's a goodly chunk of people. If you're talking about 2.8 million, 20% of that is, what, 280,000, something or more?
Are they approaching retirement?
I would guess they're virtually all of them are with 5 years of retirement. So, and that's a good point you bring up, too. A lot of them are delaying retirement, hoping this benefit will come into become law. And a lot of them, if they see it's not going to become law, there could be an outbreak of FERS flu this fall.